Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're continuing things with the 2012 Rockwired Radio Music Award-winning band, Nake Nulawaun. Rockwired had a chance to get reacquainted with Frank Wan of Nake Nulawaun regarding the new projects, as well as congratulating them for their victory in the Rockwired Radio Music Awards, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. Here is Nake Nulawaun along with Cody Blackbird with their latest single, Hear My Cry.
One time, this is our time, this is our shine. Yeah, yeah, musical vigilante, I pray they understand me. I took my pain and then I turned that shit into a nanny. I do this for my mama, I'm rapping for my granny. I'll take a native story, turn that shit into a Grammy. Musical alchemy, I see the world in panoramic. Young, educated, native, make a white man panic. Lakota lead away, the government is shabby. They treated our chiefs the same way that they treat Gaddafi. And no, I ain't a copy, rapping is not a hobby. I am not the exception, I've never been a probie. I'm aiming for their heart, even if my bow is wobbly. We'll storm the White House, have a knock-in concert in the lobby. I let my brain sway before my culture die. I let my heart bleed, I consult the sky. I ask my grandfather why as I send my cry. They said Lakota boy, time to defend or die. Of our dead men dressed in a headdress, my people it's depressing. A dress in our heels, I want my black heels back. Government wants me dead, but I never will crack. Feel that, yo, I'm feeling like it's our time. All I gotta say is all keys on pipeline. I'm praying for the knowledge to make it through college. With the world on my back, yo, the challenge is ours. The path will be found for those who stray, and the answers will come to those who pray. It's like, damn, tell me why we rape our women, degrade our women, and forsake our living. My mama raised me all by herself. I think of a struggle and I find a reason for help. Reason to live when my people are my reason to die. I'm trying to fight cause our ills are my reason to cry. Reason for life, I ain't got a reason to lose, because my motivation is the same reason they boost. Reasons why, put them high, put your bows up. All my real rappers for the people, put your flows up. It's time to grow up, it's time to overstand. Each day we trash our over beats, I am a common man.
Hey, oh, hey.
That was Nake Nulawaun along with NAMI-winning flute player Cody Blackbird with Hear My Cry. Visit Nake Nulawaun at either Facebook or ReverbNation.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Frank Wallen of Nake Nulawaun regarding the new single as well as upcoming projects, and here's how the interview went.
Well, first off, I guess congratulations in the 2012 Rockwired Radio Music Awards. I normally don't promote Rockwired stuff in Q&As, but there you have it.
Well, thank you. It was quite an honor. I was sitting in my dorm room listening to the podcast, really nervous because I never know what to expect with these award shows. So it was quite an honor. It was a very humbling experience.
I'm glad it was humbling for you. It was a pain in the butt for me having to get all those segments up and, you know, keep people guessing. But anyway.
I bet, man.
I didn't get to sleep, I didn't get to do anything fun that night. But anyway, congratulations once again. And talk about this new single that you've got with Cody Blackbird. Awesome single, by the way. But
thank you. That song was recorded last fall, actually, here in Chicago. It's funny how the song came about, and Cody will probably tell you the same thing, but I don't know, it was like that song sound does, you know, it was kind of like fate, because I knew Cody was coming to Chicago because I told him I would record and produce his current album, which is out now, titled Vichoha. So I knew he was coming to town, and we'd been talking about his album, and, you know, the certain tracks he wanted to record and all that. And one day I was just really missing home, and I was sitting at my piano in my dorm room, and I just, you know, started messing around with these chords, and I came up with the chord progression, and then from there I came up with the main melody, you know, that comprises the chorus. And as soon as I heard that, the melody, like, it's like it just came out of thin air. Like, I could just hear Cody's voice singing those vocables over it without words, just like, you know, like the traditional style. It's just, it hit me right away, because I performed a lot with Cody, and I knew his voice. Just automatically I heard his voice, like it just was meant for that track. So I just kind of shot the idea by him. I was like, hey man, I have this piece of music I made, kind of want to try something different that's never really been done before, have you play some flute over it, and kind of sing this chorus I wrote. He's like, oh yeah man, I'm cool, I'm down. So he showed up and we started recording his album, and about three tracks into his album, we were just recording straight flute, and I said, hey, do you want to hear that song and try it out? And as soon as he heard it and he pulled out his flute, which was in the right key, and I showed him, you know, the chorus I had written and the words, and like, he nailed it, man. It was just right away, and like, that's the chorus you hear on the track, was like his second take, and we both just kind of looked at each other like, holy cow, we have something pretty special here. And by then it was just the chorus and the flute solos. And he was in Chicago, we were recording his album, and we were also going to perform at the Chicago Powwow the next day. So right away I took it and I wrote the verses. The things I'm talking about in the verses were a lot of things that were kind of, you know, on my mind and bothering me, especially since I was taking these college courses on ethics and, you know, all this about talking about representation of Native Americans in the media. And it just seemed like the perfect platform for me to get those feelings out. And it just all came together so well. It was like that track kind of found us and it was meant to be, you know.
And talk about the reaction that the song's been getting.
The reaction is crazy. I've never had any song I've ever put out, you know, with Nake or solo or anything, take off like that. As soon as we put it up, like, a ton of people started sharing it right away. That was back in the fall. And it just, more people kept sharing it and more people kept playing it, and everyone that heard it just loved it. And it was more than just Native Americans. I actually used that song for a final project for a couple of my classes, and everyone was just kind of blown away. Like, no one's ever heard anything like that before, I think, and I never really heard anything quite like that. So it's just kind of, I don't know, it was like that track found us. And, you know, and then one of my friends made a video with the film footage that was shot when we performed here in Chicago. My roommate, he's a film major, and he filmed the footage, and then another one of our friends found it on his camera, and he was just like, hey, I'm going to make a video out of this, without even telling me, and she put it up, and as soon as we put it up, like, it just started getting shared all over the place. So it kind of gave new life to the song, you know, in a good way, and I think that was something that's really important, because I feel like Hear My Cry is a song that that really needs to be heard by Native Americans and non-Natives alike.
You have this amazing double two-track mind where you can, you know, do the music and go to school. I mean, is it ever an issue for you at all to sort of multitask in that way? I couldn't do it, Jesus.
Thank you. The only issue I have is, you know, not having enough time to make the music I want to make. You know, fortunately, I'm blessed and I'm able to study music production at my school. So, you know, I'm always learning every day. Every day I'm just, my mind is getting blown. I'm learning so much, way more than I ever would have known as far as audio production and, you know, music business management and ethics and media. It's just, it's really a blessing, but the only trouble is not having enough time because I just have all these ideas running through my mind every week, and then I also have all these papers and tests, and it's like, oh, I just wish I could, you know, record this music that I have inside of me. So I think this summer is going to be a pretty productive summer for me.
Visit Nake Nulawaun at either Facebook or ReverbNation.com. From their CD, The Definition, here is the 2012 Rockwired Radio Music Award winning band Nake Nulawaun with Doubt.
No bullshit, well, straight rush. Ish. I done been through some ish, but I climbed up out that hole cause I wasn't raised to quit. No, pity for a quitter, much respect to a go-getter. It's okay to get knocked down, just don't ever let it beat you. Becoming a victim is something I will never do. For real, I hope the same for you. Wealth is really up to you. Lace up your shoes, keep your chin up, homie, when you walking through. Hey, ma, oh yeah, I see you, boo. Statement says the same for you, remain true. Every single move that you make, yeah, make them count. Every single breath that you take, cause you only live once. Knock a chip off of your shoulder, I stopped dragging my boulder, so now I can get over. Another wall I have to climb, man, it really blows my mind. How far I came from where I was, I'd probably still be doing time. Sometimes I wanna press rewind, but I'm glad I can't, cause I look at my life today and dog, I'm feeling straight.
I got a lot of doubt on my mind about life, and I'm feeling like I'm running out of time. Time that's mine, so the day's a day. I'm shining till the end of time.
I don't know what this life has for me, but no matter what it brings, I'm gonna be ready. Cause as long as I got breath in my lungs, I promise that I'll keep going. Why would I ever give up just cause something's foreign?
So I gotta learn to let go of pain that echoes. Regret slows my growth and grows like that, bro. Every girl said I was the best, she let go. I'm trying to play the cards that I drew like Bledsoe. Picture me in the cut, trying to grind. A diamond in the rough ain't enough, trying to shine. I'm just trying to make a living, I'm just trying to survive. A 9-to-5 ain't enough if the music is live. I just wanna tour the world, I just wanna be free. Got compassion for these little kids who wanna be me. When I'm feeling down, I just look around. I see little brown faces smiling at me, and it lifts me up because I never would've imagined that my passion would take me places. The praise is the faces, it's my oasis. The base is the place where I claim my space. I never felt more alive than on stage. My proper emotional potion is pen on page. It just feels like it was meant to be. Yeah, music is my life, put simply.
I got a lot of doubt on my mind.
I don't know what this life has for me, but no matter what it brings, I'm gonna be ready. Cause as long as I got breath in my lungs, I promise that I'll keep going. Why would I ever give up just cause something's foreign?
You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, the Dancehall Pimps, and their new release, Beast for Love. From swampy garage rock to New Orleans-styled rags and romp, the dancehall pimps have what it takes to get your ass on the dance floor with songs such as Beast for Love, Mommy Was a Zombie, and Heartbreak of Dawn. Beast for Love, the new album from the dancehall pimps, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.dancehallpimps.com.
He was a beast for love. All the monsters died that way.
Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Rockwired Media proudly presents the premier edition of our online publication, Rockwired Magazine. Get the stories behind the music of today's independent recording artists and get to know some of the industry's leading entrepreneurs and visionaries. The premiere issue features exclusive interviews with Janis, Edge of Paradise, Lisa Hilton, and Nake Nulawalu. Rockwired Magazine, available exclusively at rockwired.com.
We didn't get much further than a shoebox or a home. And I'm at
Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and right now we're giving it up for Nake Nulawaun, the 2012 Rockwired Radio Music Award winner for Best Band. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Frank Wan of Nake Nulawaun, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Talk about some of these projects that you're going to be getting into and that you'd like to explore in the coming, you know, season, summer, I mean.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited. I got a lot of really awesome projects are coming together and kind of peaking at the same time. Next Wednesday, March 21st, we have a show here in Chicago. And actually, I thought I was the only Native American at my school. There's 12,000 students here, and it's the biggest art school in the country. And, I actually found one other Native American that goes here. His name is Sam Sampson, and he's a hoop dancer and a flute player and a singer, and him and his brother are a hoop dancing team. And actually, their father is the late Will Sampson, Native American actor who was in Poltergeist and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
So they've definitely had their hand in the entertainment business for a while. They've been boot dancing for Janna and Keith Sokola. And actually, like when I met Sam, it was just like, you know, instant. We have the same drive, we have the same creativity and same passion for our culture and for our as entertainers, you know, we have a lot of similarities. So it was just kind of natural that we kind of linked up and we're going to start doing these shows together now with hip-hop and boot dancing. And I've been working with Sam and his brother Miko with flute music and hip-hop and spoken word. We just recorded a song, Sam playing flute, I produced the track, and his brother Miko is doing a spoken word poem he wrote about their father, Will Sampson. And it's like, it's really powerful stuff. I can't stop listening to it, so I can't wait for that to drop. And we're going to be doing shows with the hoop dancing. And April 21st, we're going to go to Syracuse, New York, and perform Nake Nula Wamuiz. And we're going to take Sam and his brother, and they're going to hoop dance while we perform. It's for a suicide prevention event titled Know You Matter. And it's in Syracuse, New York, and it's going to be a weekend-long event. The concert will be on Saturday night. Friday, I will be speaking at a college panel and a community panel about suicide prevention along with other performers. We got a lot of performers coming in. Dylan Janae, she just won Best Pop Album at the NAMMYs. Michael Buescher will be there. Then we got another act coming in from Ireland. So it's going to be a big event. And also coupled in with that event, we will be debuting our documentary film about my life story and Nake Nula Wa'u and how we came together. That's actually turned out to be a really awesome project. I teamed up with a filmmaker from South Dakota named Randy Erickson, who we met through a mutual friend, and he wanted to kind of explore my life story. And he came to my reservation during the summer when we were recording The Definition, and he actually filmed us in the studio, and I went around and we did interviews with people who on my reservation who helped me get to where I am. And also, when I narrate my life story, we had this idea, Randy had this idea to have children on my reservation draw pictures that described what I was talking about with my life, but have each member of the group be an animal, and the people in my life story represented with animals. So we took that to the school district on my reservation and the juvenile detention center, and we just got hundreds of these amazing drawings that just basically put an image to my life story and how the group came together. So we're going to integrate that with, you know, studio footage and live interview footage. It's a really awesome documentary. I just got the rough draft last week, and I didn't know what to expect, and I was pretty blown away. And, you know, and that kind of takes a lot because it's my story and I'm my own biggest critic. So we got that. And also, I'm working on the next Nake Nula Wa'u album, which is actually going to be an EP trilogy. We're going to release three parts, three songs at a time, and it's going to be coupled in with the four directions and the four colors of the medicine wheel that belong to the Lakota culture. So I got a lot on my plate, but I'm really excited.
I'll say you just, yeah, you do. I mean, Lord, how do I word this next question now? It just seems like, you know, when I first became acquainted with the band and its music, it was the band and a CD. Now it just seems to be evolving into all these other mediums and all this other, and, you know, you being, you know, the man behind the controls and everything. My God, I mean, it's amazing.
It's definitely a full-time job, and, you know, it's just as amazing to me because, you know, I love what I'm doing, and I think that's why I'm able to expand in so many ways, because, you know, I've always loved music, and I've always had a passion for my culture and trying to help my people, and it's just amazing how I'm able to do that with my music and, you know, with this film and with the children's photographs and, you know, this next album concept that's really, like, tied in with our culture so much. And I've been doing a lot of flute music with my beats for this next album. It's amazing me as it's happening.
Your mom's going to kill me for asking this question, but what the hell do you need school for?
Exactly. I've actually thought about that, but, you know, the thing is, I'm learning so much in school as far as the technicalities of being able to do what I'm doing. The shows in Chicago and New York and this whole album concept and how we're putting it together with the film, it wouldn't have came about if I didn't come to school, because coming to school really taught me a lot of marketing mindset and business mindset, and even just being in the studio, like learning all these technical things that I didn't know. Like, you know, I knew I wanted to get there, I just didn't know how. School is giving me that path, and I'm getting a lot of exposure here at my school, at my art school. We just had an article come out in the school's newspaper this week, and we're going to be performing for the school on next Wednesday. So being at school has really helped me, I guess, blossom and expand my ideas and my music.
I think I've asked you this question before, but I can't remember if I asked it the first time I interviewed you or the most recent in the most recent interview I've ever done with you. But what advice would you have to any young native person wanting to get into this kind of business, the music business?
I would say do it for the right reasons, you know, and do it because you love it. Stay true to what you feel in your heart when it comes to your music and everything, and also never lose hope, because, you know, once you have hope, you could kind of conquer a lot of things. And, you know, you got to have the hope and the dedication, and you just got to make sure your heart and your mind are in the right place and you're doing it for the right reasons, you know, for the love of the music. I never do anything for money. That actually lose money doing what I'm doing at this point in my career, but you know, I'm going to school and I love what I'm doing, and I'm making music and I'm performing, and we got this documentary coming out. So right now, and I'm lucky enough to be able to be at school on scholarship, so I can have that privilege. But you know, just always keep hope, keep faith within yourself, and do what you feel is right in your heart when it comes to the music.
Visit Nake Nulawaun at either Facebook or ReverbNation.com. From their CD Scars and Bars, here is Nake Nulawaun with Heart is on Fire.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Got it in my soul, so I'm not letting you go. Music's in my soul, so it's in my soul, so got it in my soul, so
in my mind, in my mind, oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire, oh.
I'm a storm on the mic, thoughts born on the bass. Hot when I rock cake, see the scorn on their face. I show, I prove, so marvelous. Dropping this hotness like lava, it's return of the ghost, my tomb where my heart lie. You feel the boom in your womb when my beat high. You wanna chill, wanna cruise with a sweet guy, but I'm with the game. I can't let the beads I wait. Resuscitate. If I left, I'd leave you less to hate. I'm a beast, you can't domesticate. Estimate, I'm great, well, let's debate. I slide in reverse, blood curdling words. So fly on a beat, I be hurdling birds. Won't shut your mouth when I put it in words. I will take your girl and it's hazer. It is, put your headphones on. Sway to the beat when I rock. Put you out to bed, bed. So long up in my head,
I'm gone.
In my mind, oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I need a fireproof blanket cause I'm burning up. You say stop, drop and roll, but that ain't enough. It's like trying to put out a grease fire with water, but truth be told, it only makes me high the most. Like I said, this whole inch up in flame. Me, I'm up, man, looking like me, man. God, ish, you won't hear me complain. I do more than maintain. If me chat, ish, dog, she knows my name. We ain't one and the same. In the booth, I reign supreme. Do the issue, hit for my team. Make sure my diggins get seen on stage. Never in the cage. Will I be? Hell no, that ain't the life for me. It took way too long for my soul to be free. And I still got a heart of liquid nitrogen. While I spit that ish mixed with oxygen. Lethal combustion without a question. And don't doubt me, this is my weapon. So here's your lesson, pencils out. If it's too hot, then just get out.
In my mind, oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. In my mind, oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire.